Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
A very good morning, you daily mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. You know, BBM, Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. I'd like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land we broadcast from, and to all our traditional owners across the daily country of ours. Welcome back to National Talk Black. Yarn up strong, you mob. We're going to jump straight in and talk to a beautiful lady from Murra Law. That's Leah Cameron, founder and principal, solicitor at Murra Law. Good morning, my sister. How are you?
Good morning, Trev. I'm really well, thank you.
Thank you for coming to the program. First of all, let the mob know who you mob. Where are you from, Leah?
Yeah, I'm a Palawa woman from Tasmania.
So, way down south.
Yeah, down south at the moment, but enjoying some beautiful time on my country.
Yeah, so. Beautiful, fantastic. Good to be on country and put your bare foot into the soil of your country. So, fantastic. Now, topic today, surveillance in the workplace. So while I'm talking to you, I'm looking around for any cameras on me. Continue, open up the conversation about surveillance in the workplace.
Yeah, so it's interesting. Obviously, it's becoming increasingly prevalent that people are looking to, you know, install some surveillance equipment in workplaces, especially with advances of technology. It's becoming much more affordable. Mm. But, you know, the problem is the law around this is a little bit complicated. And look, there's a mix of state and federal legislation, which means, you know, at the end of the day, it's a bit of a dog's breakfast and it's difficult for everyone to navigate. And thrown into the mix is, of course, we also have privacy laws in Australia. So, as I said, it's a bit of a collection with state and territories and the feds getting involved. And, you know, there's other little bits and pieces of laws out there that govern methods of surveillance, installation, use of CCTV cameras, all these things. But I suppose if we focus on what we do know, in Queensland, for example, monitoring employees or contractors for a legitimate purpose is actually lawful, provided they've been properly notified that the monitoring is going on. And it also has to be for a legitimate purpose. So that, for example, might be protecting company property from theft, ensuring, you know, health and safety, and employing performance and compliance. So they're all, you know, legitimate purposes. It can't be just for dodgy purposes.
Sure. So how should you notify those being recorded as such?
Yeah, so obviously you should let them know in the first instance, and they should be notified that they are being recorded and the purpose of it. And sometimes it's difficult to let everyone know that you want to record them for various purposes. So it might be that you have an onboarding process for your staff or contractors that come on from time to time. But other times, I suppose you could have some signage at access points. When people come onto site, and, you know, or let them know in advance by email or a call, just so they know that, look, as soon as you step onto our work site, this is how we do business.
Okay, so what's a valid purpose?
Oh, yeah, so this is really interesting. So, as we said, it has to be for a legitimate purpose, and that can include things like workplace safety, training to determine compliance, you know, if people are doing their jobs as they should be, you know, to prevent theft. And the recording should only be used for that purpose and not, you know, unnecessarily record it for other things that you use down the track. And so the same applies that, you know, if you are recording stuff you don't need, you should get rid of it after a period of time. So essentially you can't just record it to be a busybody and keep a general eye on people. It has to be for one of those purposes.
And there's a lot of busybodies out there. Don't worry about that.
Now, there are indeed.
Is there a purpose for recording audio?
Yeah, look, this is an interesting one. So obviously, if you're recording audio, people might not always know that. And there's also a risk, I suppose, if people forget that they're recording the audio, that they might say more sensitive information, and it might, I suppose, be less relevant for the purposes we mentioned before. The other thing is, of course, that a business can't really control conversations employees have with each other or other people. So it's really important, if you feel like you do have to record audio for a particular reason, that you really explain to your staff or contractors as to why, and outline that for that reason, you know, if sensitive information does pop up, you only use it for legitimate purposes, and I suppose you don't use the sensitive information for other reasons. And so you really need to work out about how you're going to protect that sensitive information from other people using it for, you know, illegitimate purposes.
How long should the data be held for?
Yeah, so it's a really good idea for businesses and staff to discuss that. As we said, it has to be for a proper purpose. So it can't be held on for huge amounts of time, you know, to use at a later date. It has to be relevant. So, for example, if you're monitoring staff for a particular purpose to make sure they're following policy and procedure, you know, you would keep it for just that period of time and then, you know, get rid of it. You know, you wouldn't keep it for 3 or 4 years. You know, we all know that information can be held for a long time, but you've really got to make sure that it, you know, it remains a legitimate purpose, and you have a legitimate reason for holding on to it a little longer.
And should you get should you still get staff consent?
Yeah, look, I think it's always a good idea, even if you tell people things. It's like kids. you tell kids 50 times what the position is, but they still forget it.
Yes, I did tell you. No, you didn't hear me.
Everyone's like that. It's in all relationships. So, look, I think it is a good idea for not only for you to obviously induct people or inform them, but to get them to sign a document saying, yes, we know what's going on and we understand it. And that they understand that sometimes sensitive information might be recorded or collected, but that you have a policy around, you know, how that is to be held and for what period of time.
Oh, fantastic. And where to from here?
Yeah, look, it's interesting. As I said, these laws are a bit of a hodgepodge, and currently the Queensland Law Reform Commission is conducting a review of this particular area of law, workplace surveillance and protection of privacy, which is so crucial. And that report's due to be released in April of this year. So hopefully once that's been released, we might see some changes and some clarity for everyone.
Forever changing world we live in, and inevitability, isn't it?
That's it. That's right.
Leah Cameron, who's Marua Law?
Marua Law is an Indigenous legal practice, Trev. We've got a huge number of deadly Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander lawyers that work within Marua Law. They're part of the Marua Law family. If you've got any legal questions, feel free to give us a call on 07 4041 3088, and we can see if we can give you a hand.
Sounds good, Leah. Thank you very much for sharing. Great to be catching up with you, and we'll talk soon, my sister.
My pleasure. Thanks, Trev.
Bye-bye. Adela Yande, Leah Cameron, founder and principal solicitor at Marua Law. And our topic there today was surveillance in the workplace. So, yeah, do due diligence in regard to protecting your workplace, but also watch the Privacy Act and protecting individuals who have got a right to privacy. But it's about communication, and about dotting I's, crossing T's, consent forms and all that sort of stuff. But it's that's the world we live in, you mob. Have your say, yarn up strong. Add to the conversation, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black, too deadly.
Baka. Black sister, where you going? How you doing? Where you been? I ain't seen you on the scene for a couple of weeks. By all means, stay on your roll, you gotta do your thing. But please don't.
until you sold for a couple of jakes. Embrace your black skin and your race within. You're blessed by your blackness and your dark skin king. Raise strong black kids, prevent drugs in the bin. And you'll be bound to make your old people look at you and grin. Stand strong like the matriarchy. And titter, I am higher than the stars can reach. You ain't gotta act different when it comes to me. I believe in your sister, take a walk with me. Sister, go and hang your head in the noose. I know you're sick and tired of dealing with the drugs and abuse. You're too strong, my sister, you know the deep of her roots. Black woman in a white man's world. It's tough, being sexualized is all we've learned. That's enough, you're worth more than getting treated like dirt. Show love and give your sisters what they truly deserve. Respect, we're sick and tired of getting treated as less. Saying bad sex sells, but I got no products for pets. The way you treat your woman has you looking real oppressed. She got her law, you got yours, it's time to have it addressed. If she stands with you, then stand with her. Just handing down this feeling is a bigger picture. Got nothing to do with your sexual preference. This is about our solidarity that's getting questioned. So they grow up tough. Aim higher even though you grew up in hard knocks. And show your babies what it feels like when you're truly in love. And let me tell you something, you ain't defined by your past. They tried to judge me for it, look who gets to have a last laugh. Cause I go hard, throwing stones surrounded by glass. When get you nowhere, I ain't even ashamed of my scars. I'm a proud black sister, so don't ever get it twisted. They was aiming at my downfall, but they missed and turned to misfits. I'm really quite exquisite and my sisters keep a busy week. Rocking out our culture with our elders as our witness. Let me break it down so you get it stuck in your head. A black woman raised you, so don't you ever forget. And I ain't bagging out my brothers are warriors. But if you can't respect your titters, don't expect us to honor ya.
My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
1-800-422-416.
A very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, live on First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. That's BBM Bumber Brit Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. You can have your saber calls from that daily number, 1-800-422-416. Like to acknowledge our traditional owners of land we broadcast from, and to all our traditional owners across the Daily Country, I was welcome back to National Talk Black. Yarn up strong. There's a beautiful campaign at the moment. Unmute yourself. Speaking up to end violence against women. And we're going to catch up with a community influencer and campaign supporter of this deadly campaign, and that's Andy Saunders. I got Andy on the line. Andy, very good morning. How are you, brother?
Oh, good morning, mate. How are you? It's such a pleasure to be here, and it's an honour to be asked to be a part of this campaign. It's such an important one for me and my family and all my mob down here. But a big hello and good morning to all the mob up there as well.
To Delhi, my brother. And before we start, brother Andy, let the mob know who your mob, where you're from.
Mate, my mob is Birrabi Nation down in mid-north coast of New South Wales, in a little town called Taree. Mate, it's my first favourite town ending in double E, the second one in Oran.
Yeah, brother, beautiful. Good footprint there, my brother. Now, unmute yourself, speaking up to end violence against women. Stop it at the start. So fantastic you're on board, community influencer and campaign supporter, with what's happening in this space. Very sad with our beautiful women. Need to love and respect them, and we need to step up as true warriors of the 21st century, brother.
Absolutely. I mean, we can't keep standing back and watching things happen in our families, our communities and other. I think it's about time we sort of said something and stood for something that's as powerful as this.
Yes.
I mean, we want our daughters, our nieces, our sisters, our aunties to move into a future free from violence and into a future that they feel safe and secure in and supported in. And, you know, we can't think and be naive to think that the small things don't count. Even just having a yarn with a sister.
Yes.
Being an ear for them to have a yarn to, and just a little bit of support. How are you going? The small things really, really count.
Yeah.
We don't have to do the big things all the time.
It's no.
Those small things to show that you are supporting.
Yes.
And, a drive to wherever they need to go, or, you know, a phone so they can call for support, anything like that. The small
exactly.
things help.
Exactly. And we need to keep our eyes and ears open. And as the campaign states, unmute yourself. Speaking up to end violence against women. If we see something that's going on, pop the question. Find out what's going on. Is everything okay here? Or, you know, and intervene. And not to get yourself in trouble or to be a busybody, so to speak. But that sort of approach, it just makes people think, yes?
That's right. So what we're talking about there is just not to be inactive. Because if you're inactive, then things could lead to more serious issues. Just say something, be honest, be open.
Mm.
Unmute yourself is quite self-explanatory. It just means keep your eyes and your ears open and act on it.
Yes.
Like you said, you don't have to put yourself in danger.
Sure.
But you can report things. You can be an ear. You can be support in the small ways. And they lead to big things, I assure you.
Yes.
Promise you. You know,
fantastic. Exactly.
I don't want to talk about my own experiences in this.
Sure.
But I know that small things really help.
Yeah, fantastic, brother. So how were you approaching becoming a community influencer and campaign supporter for the new campaign, Unmute Yourself, Speaking Up to End Violence Against Women? Stop it at the start. Andy, are you there, brother?
I'm here.
You're there, brother.
I'm here loud and clear, and I'm really, really happy to be here. It's such an honour to be a part of this wonderful campaign.
Yeah, too deadly, brother. Now, regarding the campaign, as a community influencer and campaign supporter, how did it come about regarding you becoming involved? Did they contact you, or you were standing on the corner, leaning against a pole, looking pretty, and they can dust the man?
I was doing anything on the street for a Devon sandwich. No, what I was doing was I've been somewhat of a this celebrity. I was on the block in 2019.
Okay.
Things sort of spiraled from there, and I've also been a stand-up comedian.
So you're a celebrity, brother. I'm speaking to royalty here, brother.
Mate, I don't know about royalty. I might be in the house, but I'm not royalty. I'm probably one of the guests.
You're not in the castle.
No, I'm not in the castle, brother. I'm in the dungeon there.
You're too deadly, my brother. Your personality is deadly, my brother. So, yeah, and so with the so-called celebrity status, you got approached regarding this fantastic campaign, and it comes close to your heart, brother.
It definitely comes close to my heart. Without going into my own experiences,
sure.
I think the small things really helped because I saw that with my own eyes.
Yeah,
how that rolled out and
yep.
carried out.
Yep.
And those small things can really turn into big things, I promise you. So
sure.
When I say small things, be an ear, be someone to talk to, have a yarn, give someone your phone to have a lend of, to call someone, drive them to the police station, drive them to the hospital or wherever, even to go and get some shopping.
Yeah.
It's
have
really,
a coffee,
really
have lunch,
important.
Whatever. Just
Those small things
yes.
Are bigger than what you'll ever anticipate.
Yeah, fantastic, brother. Look, great to have you on board, my brother. Look, it's great you're working in this space. Yes, we all need to unmute ourselves. Speaking up to end violence against women. Love and respect to our beautiful women out there. Stop it at the start, and we're all in this together, you could say, brother.
We are all in this together, bros. And, you know, I think whatever you see, whatever you hear, it's not a bad thing to act on.
Beautiful.
You don't have to put yourself in danger, no. But act on it. Unmute yourself
too, Deadly. My brother, you take care. Stay black, stay deadly, stay strong, and we'll yarn soon.
Legend. Thanks, Trev. Love you, Mob. Take care, everyone.
Too deadly, Andy. That's Andy Saunders there having a deadly yarn with the brother. He's the, one of the community influencers, campaign supporter with the beautiful campaign. Unmute yourself, speaking up to end violence against women. Stop it at the start. Love and respect you beautiful women out there. All the brothers out there, true warriors. You're not a warrior if you're doing bad stuff against our beautiful women. So stand up, be strong. And also had a deadly yarn with Christy Masella and also one of the other two other community influencers and campaign supporters. We'll hopefully catch up with them, Renee Thompson. And also the funny man, Shawnee Chulbra. Actual fact, Andy Saunders, the comedian himself, shared the stage many times with Shawnee Chulbra. So good have those deadly brothers at the table as well. All right, you mob, have your say. Yarn up strong, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black, too deadly.
G'day, you mob. This is Tanya Kernaghan with Trendy Trev, and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now, 1-800-422-416.
Yes, a very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your Yarn in Circle, the Murray Grapevine. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. That's BBM Bummer Brit Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. You can have your say by calling us on that daily number, the number is 1-800-422-416. Sorry, I'm running these teeth in for somebody else. The number again, 1-800-422-416. The text number, if you want to text us, 045-714-0550. And our Facebook page as well, BBM 987 FM. So we are covered across the board with all directions in regard to conversations. You can have your say, Yarn Up Strong, here on the National Talkback program with the bawdy one, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I'd like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land we broadcast from, and to all our traditional owners across this deadly country of ours, welcome back to National Talk Black. Have your say and yarn up strong. All right, to Deadly, going to catch up a yarn now with Deadly sister, Shakira Clant, an Indigenous actor and singer, and talk about the Darlinghurst Theatre Company presents Still I Rise, a night of music stories by Shakira Clant. On the line, Shakira, good morning. How are you?
Hello, thank you for having me.
Two Deadly Sister, thank you very much for coming along to the program. And before we start...
I'm actually to be invited. I feel real class now.
You up there, girl. Shut up.
I'm up now.
All right, Two Deadly, now listen, thank you for coming. Now, before we start, let the mob know who your mob, where you from.
Hello, I'm a proud Wangan Yamadin Yungar Gidja woman from Perth, Western Australia. I'm a Yaren, I'm proper Yungar, so Ningli Yaren's daughter. Anne Forrest and David Yeon's granddaughter. So
beautiful.
Those are my mom.
Come from
and
good bloodstream.
On my father's side, African American, Native American, Indian, Cherokee, Iowa, Blackfoot.
Ah,
yeah,
too deadly.
Yana.
What's that fruit
mama,
salad?
Mama's American. She's like, all these people related to me too.
You got cousins everywhere, all across the globe. Learn there, sister.
Mama.
No. Too funny. Darling, thank you very much for coming along. So let the mob know who Shakira Clanton is. Tell us your stories, my sister. It's virtually in the theatre show with Still I Rise, and that is about your life. So give us a snippet, please, sister.
Well, I'm not that flash. I'm not that famous.
You flash now. You're talking to Trendy Trev or National Talk Black. You've arrived.
I've made it now.
Yeah, there you go. Well, downhill from here. Shut up. Knock off. Knock off. Hey, we're supposed to be serious professional, buggy. What the muck around now? Be serious.
Yeah, shut up. Okay, real professional now. Look, just basically about my theatre, because I went to, graduated from NIDA. I've been in the industry. I'm still relatively, like, putting a foot through the door now,
yes,
you know?
Yes. Kick it down, baby. Kick it down, baby. Kick it down.
Yeah, working with the greats like Ozla Jovic and Deborah Melman and a voiceover, Little J Big Cubs, but working on a show with Ozla Jovic and Elaine Crombie for Barbara and the Cat Dogs, and just being surrounded by greatness.
Good company, yeah.
Yeah, strong women.
Yes.
And then being in the industry, what do you get from it, and where you want to go, especially as a woman, as a black woman, as an Indigenous woman, and how society keeps kind of boxing you in.
Yes.
You got to real break down those doors. There,
exactly.
Go. Yeah.
Kick it down.
Yeah.
Well, look, and I, as a black man, look, we face racism, but then as a black woman, I feel as though, well, sexism is at the table as well as racism. Mm-hmm. So you're virtually bam, slam, slap two ways, left, right, and centre, by two forms.
Exactly. And like being on I'll tell a story about being on a commercial set, and Brother Maine had to tell the director what my name, like, he's like, how hard is it for you to remember Shakira? Because the director kept forgetting my name. So it's little things like that that I've accumulated in my life story.
Yes. And when you look at something, well, we would say fundamental, but forgetting my name, I'm at the table too. You know, the most important word in English language, supposedly, is a person's name. How do you forget my name? You director, buggy.
Like, you know? Instead of, yeah, they got Shaniqua. I'm like, yeah, I look like a Shaniqua.
Shut up. But you know what, my sister? Success is the best revenge. And hence the name of this this theatre, this show here, Still I Rise. And that's exactly what you do. And that's what we need to do as black people, is just rise, exactly. Get knocked down and keep standing up.
Exactly. And, like, you know, I come from a strong warrior woman, especially my mom, because my parents separated. So mom had to get her law degree whilst being a single mother.
Whoa.
And it took her 6 years, but she did it. And then
Well, big shout out to mum. Congratulations. She's leading from the front. You got no excuse now not to be successful, you little dot. Shut up. True. Check yourself before you wreck yourself. No. Shut up, yeah. True. Bring the cameras in. Let's go. Take 45. True. Enamel cup, true. Five sugars, powder milk. Bullion rice. Shut up.
Shut up. Tell this black fellow.
There it is, sister. There it is.
But yeah, I'm really excited and very, you know, it's a deadly opportunity, but also I hope there's more because, you know, we need more. Like
yes,
you said,
exactly.
Brother, we need more stories and more Indigenous faces on screen and in theatre, not just the token one.
No,
you know?
Exactly. Well, we've all got a story to tell, haven't we? And we use whatever vehicle that's available. And, of course, you're using theatre, you're using you know, acting. And that's what you do, my sister. And look, it's fantastic. So has the show started? Still Arise? Has it started?
It's opens on the 5th, next week.
Okay.
On the 5th of May, and then it ends on the 9th.
So, okay, right,
yeah.
And that's at Darlinghurst Theatre, right?
At Darlinghurst Theatre, they're done. Real flashbacks.
Yeah, true. True, darling. You're too deadly.
You too, darling. You're real deadly, that darling.
All right, that's fantastic. So give us a bit of background. What else, what other work have you done, and what does the future look like for Shakira Clanton?
Well, I've just finished a Stan show that's coming on soon called Eden, playing, Constable O'Shea. Her name's Laura O'Shea. I should know this. Real
yeah, true.
Too.
Hello. Sorry, what's your name again?
I don't know. It's
Anikla. No, shut up. Oh, too deadly.
Hopefully, you know, more theatre opportunities, but it's just coming into it now. With I was blessed to do an SDC show with the Long Forgotten Dream, and then do a one woman show the weekend, and then do the I'm Still With Her at Darlinghurst Theatre, and do Barbara and the Camp Dogs with Elaine Crombie. Come on now, royalty. And Ursula Jovic. I was like getting singing lessons from Ursula herself, which was incredible.
Good.
So, and now it's just still, you know, opening that door there, brother, but also more opportunities because of coronavirus.
Yeah, exactly.
You know.
And doing what you can in that space and navigating through COVID-19, aren't you?
Yeah, especially because the arts, it's really important. And it's just hopefully more artists, we do get more work and more funding because art is important and it's, you know, it holds strength for a lot of people.
Sure. So, beautiful.
Yeah.
Too deadly, my sister. Well, congratulations. So it kicks off Still I Rise Wednesday 5 May. It goes right through Sunday 9 May. That's Darlinghurst Theatre. So all you mob who are heading down that way, whatever you do, go and check it out. Otherwise, Shakira and Trendy Trevor are going to be talking about your mob.
Cup of tea,
so. Yeah, there you go. Come in for a cuppa, have a yarn and watch me throw down.
Listen to her.
Yeah, don't act. Too deadly. You act, sister. You act, you do it. Hey, Deli Liana with you, my sister. Love your personality. Keep bubbly, keep black, keep deadly, keep strong. And we'll yarn soon, Shakira Clanton.
Thank you, my brother.
One love, sister, one love.
See you, my brother.
Bye-bye. There it is, too deadly. Beautiful, beautiful yarn there. That's a beautiful yarn there with Shakira Clanton. And she's an actor and a singer and also strong in her story in regard to Still I Rise, which will take audience on a personal look at Shakira's life. So fantastic. That's Darlinghurst Theatre Company presents Still I Rise, happening on Wednesday 5 May right through to Sunday 9 May. So do check that out. See an up-and-coming sister in action. And look, the way she speaks, she's very confident. confident and very strong, and talks about her life as a woman and as a black woman at that, racism and sexism, and look, prevalent in this world we live in today, and we need to stamp it out, you mob, so be strong. Add to the conversation here on National Talk Black.
Of time, far away on a distant plain, waiting for the sun to shine. I feel the world coming down on me. I try to run from reality like a boat out on a dried up sea. There's an emptiness inside.
Troy Cassidale here. You're with Trevor on National Talk Black. Don't move that dial.
Come on, drive it. Drive it like you stole it, son. Drive it.
Thank you. it in your spirit? Can you feel it in your soul? Think about tomorrow and all the thing that it holds. Occasional feeling you make me wanna run and hide. See right through me into me the thing that make you sigh. Oh my, what's gonna come around my way? You were over there, I am over here with all the people and the time in between. What's gonna come around my way? Just make a little wish. So think about tomorrow and all the thing that it. Dream a little dream. Think about tomorrow and all the thing that it. You will find. Think about tomorrow and all the thing that it. Dreams can't come true. Can you feel it in your spirit? Can you feel it in your soul? Think about tomorrow and all the thing that it. Can you feel it? Can you feel it? Can you feel it in your soul? Think about tomorrow and all the thing that it. Can you feel it? Can you feel it? Can you feel it in your soul? Think about tomorrow and all the thing that it.
Feel like 100 degrees below. when the cold wind blows. Oh, call me close when the cold wind blows. Call me close when the cold wind blows.
G'day, this is Guy Sebastian here, hanging up on National Talk Black, your big yarning circle, BBM 98.7.
I remember the day.
When I was a lad, a long time ago, was this grey-haired man with an old banjo. And for a coin or two, he would start to play. Only in his old familiar way. I remember the day when he was playing away. When he said, "Have you a song this time?" I said, "Yes, I do. And I hope you know it too. 'Cause it's for this girl of mine." Well, he started to play in his old familiar way, to the tune of the lovesick blues. He played it so sweet to the lovesick beat, and it sounded oh so true. I remember the day when he was playing away, when he said, "Have you a song this time?" I said, "Yes, I do, and I hope you know it too, 'cause it's for this girl of mine." Playing away, when he said, "Have you a song this time?" He said, "Yes, I do, and I hope you know it too, 'cause it's for this girl of mine." Now the years have come and gone, but still he plays on, only in his old familiar way. To anyone who stay just to listen to him play, only in his old familiar way. I remember the day when he was playing away, when he said, "Have you a song this time?" I said, "Yes, I do, and I hope you know it too, 'cause it's for this girl of mine. 'Cause it's for this girl of mine. 'Cause it's for this girl."